like that to make sure they can always have a good weapon on the field, inside and outside.
All right, tell me about the next few days. This is like Christmas in January for football fans wanting guys to come in and make instant impacts. Tell me about what's coming up on the Big Spur.
Well, it's going to be portal now through, it ends January, or the portal closes January 16th, but of course players who are already in the portal at that point, you can continue to be recruited, so it won't necessarily end completely on the 16th, but South Carolina's classes start on the 12th, so you wouldn't think it would drag on too much further for the Gamecocks than the 16th, but I expect a lot of portal activity and a lot of coverage on the site. We're doing the best we can to keep up with it all. It's happening pretty fast and furious right now, but just go to thebigspur.com. It'd be a great time for anyone who's not a member to join and follow along on all the transfer portal action, because this is such an important stretch for South Carolina and is really going to go a long way toward determining, just how much Shane Beamer can turn things around next year. He's done a lot of things right with his coaching staff and some of the moves he's made this offseason and keeping his recruiting class together, but ultimately it's about winning games and adding to it with as much talent as possible through the portal is going to be a big part of it. So just go to thebigspur.com, become a member today.
You mentioned something on January 12th, a phrase I'm not sure we're familiar with in college football, classes. What are we talking about, classes now? Anyway, always appreciate the help, my friend, and I'm sure we will have a ton of personnel to talk about when we visit next Tuesday.
That sounds good. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Tony. I do as well. Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Get your garage floor done right. You heard my son yesterday talk about how much time we spend in the garage. My wife has informed me that Thursday is my big garage cleanup day. I have a meeting Thursday morning, so I might can push it back to Saturday. But I will tell you this, Will Clinton, when I see you next, we'll have a huge clean out. She's cleaning out so much of so many of our other rooms right now, and my responsibility is the garage clean out. So, look forward to that. They're great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Our garage is simply, it's one of the best rooms in the house, and we spend as much time out there as we can, and we don't have oil stains or cracks. We don't have that stuff. We don't have concrete dust. We have a great-looking garage floor. And you've been in real estate, a garage floor can add a lot of value to your home. Carolina Flooring Specialists, the best, the most experienced team out there. Carolina FlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. My great friend Tim Worley would love to help you out today. Open phone lines for the rest of the show right after this.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass Management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners save energy and feel comfortable again. From spray foam and blow-in insulation to attic ventilation and cross-space solutions, we fix hidden problems that drive up energy bills and cause uneven temperatures. Homeowners save an average of 20% on energy costs, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Make your home more comfortable year-round. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems. Anthems. Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
New year, new goals. But pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
Get a leg and thigh dinner with fixings from Bojangles for just $5.99. It's bow time.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, you know, others they've got none. Oh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe.
I think I'm turning into a Lucas Nelson fan. I can see you over there. You got a little blood pumping over there. I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying. You turned me to a Cake fan. I'm going to turn you to a Lucas fan. Welcome back. Hey, Eric Snyder, I meet with Eric on Thursday. I can't wait. When I meet with Eric, I learn so much about his structure and his business and all these certified arborists and their team of hundreds and hundreds of years of experience. I learn more about the culture there. I learn more about the blue titanium red bug that they have from Japan that came in and got into our maple trees or whatever. I learned all this kind of stuff, all of the local diseases and all the local things that are going on in the tree world and the shrub world, and I learned more about trees than I ever know. That's what these guys do, complete tree service. Look at their services, by the way. It's not just cutting down trees. This is a full tree service company for you, shrubs as well. Make sure that your entire property looks great, your commercial property, your residential property. Go with Snyder Tree Care, 833-4MY-TREE, snydertree.com. Can't wait for Thursday and see what all is going on at Snyder Tree Care. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, open phone lines for the last 32 minutes of the show. I'd love to hear from you, 31 actually. Love to hear from you as that goes. All right, let me get to some Adams & Co. roofing text line questions here. Texture says, this is from 3452, two-part question. Number one, with NIL now, what's the point of scholarship players if you get enough money? Can't you just spend it on bringing in as many players as you want? There's a limit of participation numbers. They are working on to get that limit down. You would think it'd be as simple as, here's the number. But they've changed that now, and now the number will eventually be 105, but the grandfather guys that were already in to all that, eventually we'll get down to 105 is the total number of players you can have. But not there now because we're still grandfathered some guys in. 3452 says, also Mickey, oh, same guy, I should say, also says, if someone goes in the portal and nobody wants them, are they done at the school they left from? I wouldn't see a school wanting to bring someone back just because they tried to leave. Well, it depends on how good a player, if you really want them back or not. So that's one thing. 2365 said, Mickey, Willie Nelson is terrible. What? I will not allow that blasphemy on the show. I cannot. What are you saying? Have you? Those people walk among us right now. There are people like that walk among us.
I'm not going to say that Willie Nelson is, you know, like the greatest musician of all time. But I mean,
he's in the conversation.
He's not terrible. I'd like, if you're out there, 2365, give us just like a sample of the kind of music you listen to, so we can judge you.
So you're not listening
harder.
To it.
Well, no, maybe.
No, let me tell you, pal. I mean, this could listen to a little Pancho and Lefty, a little Seven Spanish Angels, a little Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. I mean, get you some Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground. Get you some Georgia On My Mind. Get you some Blue Skies. What, are you kidding me? Funny How Time Slips Away. Crazy. Nothing I Can Do About It Now. I mean, what are you, Redheaded Stranger? What are you? There are people that walk among us like this. Are you kidding me? I need to pick myself up off the ground now. 56-42. Mickey, is it safe to say was some teams that take 15 to 20 transfer guys every season, that's clearly not working for them? Example, Florida State last year. Last several years, South Carolina taking all these guys in the portal when the season ends, and they're turning around and losing just as many. No, because let's look at what Indiana's doing. What is bad to say now is that Indiana is the new standard for college football. Now, it does depend, all right? You can't – not every situation's the same. And when you recruit the way, let's say, Ohio State does, then you don't have to go into the portal as much. But, like, let's just say last year, the guys that left Indiana, all right, they had the guys they brought in. They brought in the Heisman Trophy winner. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. They brought in 23 players from the portal last year. They're the best football team in the country. You want another one? Let me give you let's use a better example. Let's use Oregon, also in the Big Ten. I keep coming Pac-12, also in the Big Ten. What does Oregon look like as far as number of guys last year, 2025? Oregon brought in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They brought in 11. That's close to 15. Miami is in the semifinals. You want to know what Miami did over there, young Will Clinton?
Yes, because I have not been paying attention.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
many.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
yes.
17, 18, 19 guys they brought in last year.
Uh-huh.
So that's 20, what did I say, 23, 11, and 19. And the last of the semifinal guys, Ole Miss. Ole Miss last year. Oh, man. My son likes it when I mess up, and I go, Mickey. Ole Miss brought in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sorry for counting on the year. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. They brought in 30. So, no. Looking at the college football teams, and that's a small sample size, but those are the four best teams in the country right now, right? I think that the number now is about 15. I think the number now, not only that, but affecting who you're bringing in from the recruiting, I think you bring in about 15 high school players and about 15 portal players a year, depending on how many you lose. But I think you want to lose about 15 guys a year. You want to bring in about 15 guys a year. The key is net gaining.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a net gain. You got to be a better football program than because of the portal rather than in spite of the portal, you know?
You can't be tied by the guys that you bring in. Yes.
That's right. Scott is in Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Hope you are, too.
People cracking on Willie Nelson, man. That dude has lived forever. I was telling Will that he's a vegetarian. He loves to get a hold of that plant every day.
Yeah.
He has lived forever because of it. And Aaron Rodgers, that's why Aaron Rodgers is going to play football forever, because he stays in that stuff.
But give me some Time of the Preacher, man. Give me some Hello Walls. Give me some Funny How Time Slips Away. What are you kidding me? One of the greatest songwriters in all of music.
Yep. Hey, your portal question the guy had about can they return to the school or whatever, I think the portal rule is they're allowed to return to school. I looked that up the other day.
Oh,
they are allowed to return to the school. Oh, yeah.
But you have to take them back?
That part I don't know.
I don't think you have to take
them. By rule, they are allowed.
I think you can, but I don't think the school has to take you. I could be wrong about that. I think once you're
My problem with that. My problem with that is full-blown free agency, and that is ridiculous. I mean, it's just – and then I laugh because these kids say, I'm committed to Arizona State or wherever, and I'm like, you ain't committed to nothing except that dollar, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chandler Morris going for his seventh year of eligibility. Mm. That kid from Miami that had, what, eight or nine? I mean, it's just insane, man.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
That's where we are,
Miss them old days, man.
They're not coming back, though. It's done.
Can you imagine the days of what was that? His name just escapes me this morning, but that announcer that was, whoa, Nelly.
Oh, Keith
Jackson. What was his name?
Keith Jackson. Yeah.
Keith Jackson, yes. Back in them days, man, it was just, can you imagine them having to deal with all this nonsense?
Well, you know one thing, anyway. I want to stop, though? I want to stop a lot. I want to stop defensive backs from grabbing wide receivers. I want to stop. But my main thing I'm stopping college football now is I don't want it to be where they say, Will Clanton on the tackle, the transfer from Southern Cal. Like, there's more to you than the school that you transferred from. But every time you hear it, that's all they talk about. Oh, that's the transfer from Kansas State.
Let me tell you, everybody's making fun of Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
But that passion, you will not see it anymore out of these.
That's
alums.
A good point. That's
you
a
will
very
not
good point.
See it. You will not see it.
Now,
and that's why I have no problem with you keep spanking that belt. You know, Michael, and keep doing it, because I wish we had some more of that. But anyway, brother. All right, I got to get off here and get on the job site.
All right.
You have a good day, man. Enjoy your show.
You too. As Dave said, you got to make big rocks and break them down to little rocks today. What a line. Noah is in Spartanburg. Good morning, Noah. How you doing?
Morning, Mickey. I got a couple NFL questions for you.
All right.
I know you talk mostly college football.
Yeah.
With this coaching carousel, I'm a Cardinals fan. It made my whole day to see us let Gannon go yesterday, because I was under the impression he was coming back up until about 11:30 yesterday. But do you think the Raiders – do you think Stefanski would be a good move for the Raiders with them 99% positive going to Mendoza? You know what I'm saying?
I like the fact you're tying it to a quarterback. I think that's the right strategy. Who would be the best for that? Yeah, I can kind of see that. I read an article last night about guys that might replace Gannon, and you got Flores, the controversial coordinator from the Vikings, is one. You've got Mike McCarthy, whose name was out there, was one. You got Jeff Halfley, a former Boston College head coach. His name is out there a little bit. Jim Bob Cooter, you know, whose name's been bannered about by the Colts. You know, he's one of those guys as well. And
Mickey, I got another question.
Sure.
Am I a fool for saying, I mean, obviously I might know a little bit. I keep up with a lot. The Cardinals have went D-line first round last 3 years. Last 3 years, the D-line has been hurt going into the season and missed half the year. Am I a fool for saying, if we're not going to be able to take more Mendoza at three, which is probably going to be the case, why not just trade the pick back? Maybe get Simpson, you know, another quarterback that we need, or try and package and get a veteran, you know what I'm saying, from one of these teams that are going to be very quarterback hungry. And, I mean, I know Arvell Reese is a stud and projected to be three, but I don't know that I'm ready to gamble at another mystery edge rusher slash hand up outside backer. I mean, what are your feel? I mean,
I never mind, unless you know you got franchise guy at a franchise position, quarterback, defensive end, wide receiver, unless you've got that and you know it's a Pro Bowl type guy with the top five picks, man, I love the idea of trading down and let's accumulate picks. Let's face it. The Arizona Cardinals are like about 10 teams in the NFL. You got more than one glaring issue, and you got to have players. And the way to do it is to draft. So the idea of trading down, let's do that, man. I'll be glad to accumulate some more picks. And you can have a lot of trading partners out there, man, and you'll have a lot of good deals you can put together.
I saw something, and granted, Moore and Mendoza both are still playing, but I saw something that since Moore hasn't declared – the Jets might be interested in trading us for Kyler Murray, and then us, I mean, you know what I'm saying, and then us making a play off those picks and what we get, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Obviously, it's all skeptical, and I think Moore and Mendoza are the top two, but I don't know. Just something to think about. I just want to hear your thoughts. I appreciate you taking the call, Mickey. I hope you have a great day, brother.
No, I appreciate the phone call, too. Look, to me – And I hadn't really started getting into the draft stuff yet, but Mendoza looks like a guy that you'd love to have. I like Moore an awful lot, but I still got questions on Moore. I think that there are he's a first round pick. Is he a top five pick? I think we reach sometimes. I would say. I like Mendoza a lot, more maybe, but like quarterback-wise, I think there's a little bit of a gap between those two maybe and some other guys. But I've got a lot more questions about Moore than I do Mendoza in this league because I've seen the Moore types fail more often than I've seen the Mendoza types fail. And so, who's the third best quarterback in this draft right now? I don't know. We're going to get into some NFL draft stuff this year. But we'll see. All right, final segment coming up. I want to tell you about our great friends at Trail. Trail does an amazing job. I will tell you this. I was talking to someone the other day about Trail. And actually, I've had about three or four conversations recently about Trail. A great friend of mine sat down and talked a business proposal with Trail. And he said, man, the guy called me after the meeting. And he goes, man, let me tell you something. Those guys are awesome. I went, yeah, he goes, they know everybody. Like, they're connected with everybody. And I went, yeah, think about this. Like, think about all of their contacts that they have. And he says, look, they walked away with this business proposal from Trails thinking, this company is ultra impressive. And that's a great way to describe it. Let them take care of you. You're going to love our great friends at Trail. The better building process with an ultra impressive company and people involved over that way. Man, what a organization. TRehel.com. And by the way, this person told me this meets with a lot of different companies. And this is the first one he's called me on going, whoa. This is off the chart stuff. Good. TRehel.com. The better building process works at Trail. Final segment right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet. My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Mail. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Mail is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Filer Show on The Roar.
Somebody left with the cup, but he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone.
Tell you a funny conversation I had with Justin at All Dry the other day. One of the things we said was that they only had 5-star reviews. And looking at right now, there's 48 reviews, Google reviews. And he said, hey, man, we're panicking over here. I went, what's wrong? He goes, we got a 4-star review. I was like, what? And the guy said, very attentive to the issues at hand. Maybe the guy just doesn't give 5 stars. But he said, like, you know, they get back in touch with him. Like, what can we do? Like, they've never had they're 47 out of 48. They're almost like extra points of 5-star reviews. It was a 4-star. It wasn't a 3. It wasn't a 2. It wasn't a 1. And there was no bad thing the guy said. But they're like, uh-oh. It's a major crisis at All Dry. These are your local water and mold experts. See why 5-star reviews and 47 of 48 and the other one's a 4. What's the average of that now? 4.9999999. But still, they got to rectify that. Let them take care of you with the rapid response team. Stan and Tim and the guys are going to come take care of you. Local company now, these are your local experts when it comes to water issues in your home, your business. Real estate people know this sometimes. Man, I'm surprised at the number of water issues we have. Mold issues, don't mess around with this. It's such a big health issue for you. Let them take care of you for you. Licensed, bonded, insured. You're going to use this company. They're going to – these are the guys working with you. They're going to give you the free estimate, and they're going to be working with you, and it's not going to be any sort of subcontractors that they subcontracted out. This is All Dry, myalldry.com. Call them, 864-653-1234, 864-653-1234. Imagine if they ever got like their second 4-star review. Whew. Man, panic setting in. Isn't that great, though? That's an idea of exceeding your expectations. Love that.
It hit the goalpost and went in.
Yes, that's right. They made the field goal. They got the points. It just hit the upright but went in. It doinked in. I love that. MyAllDry.com, 864-653-1234. All right. Whenever I do the 1-2-3-4, I always do like cadence counts in my head, though. 1-2-3-4. Question from 12-11. That's almost 1-2-3-4. 12-11. Mickey, any chance that Clemson has with the linebacker from California today, Ferrelli. Yeah, now this is interesting. The ACC Rookie of the Year, Luke Ferrelli, is in Clemson today. Paul Schrader reported this today. This is why you got to subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com. 6'3", 220-pounder from Cal, a linebacker, is in town. And this is a guy that's like a physical freak guy. The ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year at Cal. So, yeah, that might be somebody that you can get better on right away. Here's one thing I'll tell you. I look at some of these guys that Clemson's bringing in on defense, and if they can get the ball across the goal line, then the way I hope and think they can, this defense could be much better next year. Much better next year. So let's see if Ferrelli and some of these other defensive guys. I told you I love the secondary guys. I love the safeties here. Let me pull this up here. They've got five more safeties coming in. Jerome Carter from Old Dominion. Edwin Joseph, highly rated guy out of Florida State. Chris Bracey from Memphis. Lyric Rawls, multi-year starter at Kansas. And Corey Myrick at Southern Miss. I think they got to get like two more of those guys, at least two more of those guys. Get the linebacker at Southern Cal that's there yesterday and today, the linebacker at Cal that's there. The linebacker from Dexter Foster from Oregon State. Today you got Courtney Kelly from West Georgia. Jason Jennings is coming in from Florida State defensive tackle. And another tackle from Pennsylvania is coming in. I'm going to give the defensive staff, Tom Allen, knew what he was playing with all year. And knew they had to go out and get better. Now you got to get the ball across the finish line. But if they do, this defense is going to be much, much better. Texture says, I'm still taking Nussmeier in the first round. Let's get him healthy. I don't know, man. Like, I was never, even at his highest peak, I was never a Nussmeier fan. I think he forces some balls in there. I think it's a good arm talent. But I think decision-making and processing is still something I would really just have apprehensions about. Let's put it that way. Again, I think Nussmeier can be a good NFL quarterback. But I'm talking about first round. I think that maybe I'm wrong and maybe all these NFL GMs are these unbelievably bright guys and I'm this stupid radio talk show host. But my philosophy is different. My philosophy is a first-round draft pick should be a Pro Bowler. A first-round draft pick should be a guy that you plug in and plug and play for 6 or 7 or 8 years at that position. And a first-rounder to me is a can't-miss guy. So I'm not reaching in the first round. And I'm also, I mean, the physical freak part of it, yeah, you got to take some physical freaks, but I'm going for productivity. So in other words, of the guys right now, I'm picking Reuben Bain in the first round. A guy that has done it, and I've seen him do it. I'm going to pick an Arvell Reese in the first round, a guy that's done it. Even as a linebacker, and it's not a big position of need, a big high-profile position, but I'm going to guys that have produced.
Caleb Downs.
Caleb Downs is a football player.
Yes.
A 10-year pro, a six-time Pro Bowl kind of guy that I could put back there at safety and go to war with for 10 years, and I don't have to draft another safety the next couple of years. Right? Give me the Jeremiah Love. I know it's a running back. I know running backs don't go in the first round, but Love's a guy that you can win football games with. Sonny Styles. Styles wasn't as productive as I would like to see, but still he's productive enough. I want to see guys that produce and that are the physical freaks, but actually play football. And I'm not taking a risk on. I'm going much safer in the first round with less question marks because if I miss in the first round this year and I take a corner who can't play, I take a pass rushing defensive end who just blows up at the combine and can't play, then I got to draft one next year. And that takes away from my quarterback in the year. If I got to go draft a quarterback every single year, that means I'm not getting a left tackle with the first round.
Yep.
And a 10-year guy. It's an opportunity cost thing, if I'm explaining that right.
And every you're always going to look back, even the year prior, if you take somebody, especially in the first round, that doesn't work out, you're going to look at every guy that was taken after that that did add productivity,
right?
That did add value, and say,
right?
Ah, man, you know, that was a waste because it could have been this and that and that. I'm browsing through several different mock drafts that have come out recently now that that you know, Oakland Raiders are going to have that number one overall.
Yeah.
Of four, four of four only have two quarterbacks in the first round.
Well, that's right, because there's a big drop-off between Mendoza Moore and the number three guy. But you know what's going to happen. There's going to be three or four quarterbacks picked in the first round because somebody's going to reach. And then they'll be reaching again next year, next year, next year. Let me say this quickly. By the way, this is my Brad Hughes accident forgiveness thought. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes, good hands with Allstate. I love Brad Hughes, love Allstate, love going the extra mile, love what Brad Hughes does for us. Maybe get better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Here's another thought I have. And again, maybe I'm just the biggest idiot in the world. But if I'm an owner, I'm not going to invest my money with the guy that I'm not going to put on my... That's double negatives in there. Let me put it this way. I'm going to invest my money into someone that I'm going to put on my souvenir cups. I'm going to put on my billboards. I'm going to put on my ads around town, my ticket flyers, my season ticket renewal stuff. I want to invest in Fernando Mendoza. Because Fernando Mendoza, I want my kids in my community wearing Fernando Mendoza jerseys. I don't want them wearing Jamarcus Russell jerseys. I don't want to invest in Jamarcus Russell. That's hindsight, you can say that. But I'm going to be in business. This guy's a business partner with me. I'm a billionaire, and I'm going to spend $75 million or $50 million. I'm not going to take a risk, man. I'm not going to take a risk in a guy that I don't want to be associated with my business. I want this guy is going to be the face of my franchise. This is my first-round draft pick. This is who my fans are going to renew season tickets over. This is who I'm going to sell ads to Coke and Pepsi and Budweiser and Miller. And I got to go out, and he's got to be the kind of guy that I want as a front man for my organization because we are business partners. My quarterback, my first-round draft pick, my head coach, those are my business partners. I didn't get to be a billionaire by making bad decisions. I'm going to be a good businessman, and I'm going to get in bed with good business people. Fernando Mendoza is the guy I want to be my partner. And if I'm going to invest $50 million in you, I'm not taking a risk. I'm going to minimize my risk, I should say. And it's going to be with a good dude that's going to be a great representation of what we're doing. Talented, sure, but you better check a lot more boxes with my first round pick. I'll take reaches in the second, third, fourth, fifth round. I'll trade down. We'll take some reaches. I'll take some character reaches, but not with the first round, bro, because I can't afford to have to go back and do that again next year. 2 minute drill. Skip the music for me. What do you have?
Everyone's been asking a lot about how to follow who is making these visits into Clemson in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Follow William Cockrell, former Clemson walk-on, at Walk-On Moose. He's got everything compiled,
really?
And has been updated. Yes, it's a worthwhile follow for this especially.
Never heard of her. What is it again?
William Cockrell.
Okay. All right, I'll follow. Let's do it. My two-minute drill, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with me. Can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com. The best in the business in Clemson when it comes to building houses, remodeling houses. They'll take care of you. EricNewton.com. In the portal, you can be in the portal after the portal because the Minchie, the quarterback that was at Notre Dame, that yesterday committed to Nebraska, or 2 days ago committed to Nebraska, is now committed to Kentucky. He went in the portal from the portal. He portaled the portal. So until you get him signed, who knows? Let me thank Dr. Milt Lauder, Amplus.com, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Will Clanton, great job once again. Up next to my favorite people, facts. And John, have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's a new year. It's time to make a new decision to get into shape, maybe lose some weight. And you can do that all by signing up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 14th. Now, you need to find 10 of your friends and come as a team and just have fun, dress alike. And speaking of that, remember, Julian Davis, an Allstate Insurance Agency, gives away some great prizes for the best dress. We also have Bradley's Jewelers.